So there's a whole question whether there's such a thing as magician in general, Jewish magician we're discussing, would be allowed at all whatsoever. So there's a whole machloket about this, but majority of the poskim, rishonim and acharonim, and this is the opinion that Rabbi Ovadia brings, that it is Isur Torah to bring him and to be metzaveh him. You're commanding him to be over on your and I feel to watch, according to the opinions I'm going to mention, is also considered to be prohibited. He says like this. He says, Achizadeinayim, through the fact that they do some tricks, at the end of the day, it's magic trick, through the fastness of their hand, they do certain tricks that is going to seem to a person, let's say, all of a sudden, they have a rope, they put the rope behind, let's say, their jacket, comes out a snake. Or all of a sudden a bird comes out. Or all of a sudden they write that the fire comes out of their mouth. All these other points is only achizat einayim. It seems to the eye that something happened, but in reality is only fastness of their hand, that they are quick in action, that it seems to the person that such a thing is happening. But in reality, nothing is happening. So, the answer is as follows. The Gemara says, when we have a pasuk in the Torah, mechashefa lo techaye, that the person is who is a mechashef. Mechashef is a witch. So, mechashefa deserves one of the dalet mitot bedin, segila. So, the Torah says, what's the difference between a magician and a witch? So, if you say certain words, and all of a sudden you have a whole field, and the whole field gets to be harvested. And in reality, you did it. How did you do it? Not through action. You said certain words, and it was power of the witchcraft that the whole field was harvested. That is chayav, and is isur sekila. That is mechashefa lo techaye. That's witchcraft. So what is a magician? Magician, you have a whole field. He says certain words, and it seems to your eyes that the whole field was harvested. But in reality, if you take a look afterwards, nothing in reality was done. Nothing at all whatsoever. That is the magician. So what is the halacha with magician? The magician is, says, according to many of the poskim, is Isur Torah, nevertheless, and is Isur Malkut, that he gets lashes also on top of it. So he says like this, this is the lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot. He does some kind of a trick. And it's through kalut hatenua, through the fastness of movement, certain matters happen that in reality nothing happened. He says, that's what I mentioned. They took a rope, they put it under the sleeves, comes out a snake. Writes the Rambam or any other tricks like this. Umash idmel azeh mi peulot hachartumim hamefursamim kol peul mehem asur. Any of these type of actions is assumed to be prohibited. And writes the Rambam how seken yikra oche zeinayim vehu min mimineh kishuf is a subcategory of witchcraft umishum zeh loke. And because of this, the guy who does it, he is going to deserve Khalil Abakhas Malkut. He says, Vehu imze gonev dat aberiot. Together with these actions, he is gonev dat aberiot. So according to Shita Rambam and also the similar ideas, Sefer HaChinuch, also one of the Rishonim, they prohibit this. To the extent comes the Radbaz. Radbaz writes in his Teshuvot as follows. Similar idea of Kalut HaYadayim and Sheyashiv Etzel HaAmon VaAnashim VaNeharim HaDevarim HaNimnaim BeTachlit. Something that is impossible, they make it possible. VeYavo LiChbor BeMaaseh HaNisim UBeIkare HaDat. The reason why this is prohibited, writes the Radbaz, that person comes to reject Maaseh HaNisim. Anything that becomes supernatural, anything that is miraculous, eventually gets to be defeated. That, you know, everybody can do such things. So that's why the Torah comes to prohibit such a thing. So The Sefer called Sefer Beit Lechem Yehuda writes, Kivan sheyesh baze isur Torah, vada shein la'akel baze mishum simchat chatam vekala. Therefore, even if for the occasion of simchat chatam vekala, you cannot be lenient to bring a magician. Next, Chochmat Adam. Chochmat Adam was, as we know, the author of the Chai Adam, around 200 years ago, one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, writes as follows. He says, just as the Rambam writes, Umizeh tireh, שאותם בתכנים שעושים כדברים אלו בחתונות עוברים בלאו דאורייתא. He also writes the איסור דאורייתא. וכן פסק בכיסור שולחן ערוך, וכן כתב המערם שיק. מערם שיק was also 200 years ago תלמיד of the חתם סופר, רב משה שיק. That these are all of these poskim hold that it is איסור דאורייתא. Nevertheless, there is an opinion of the Meiri, one of the ראשונים, and also another sefer which is called Yavin Dat. They write that in reality, that if the magician comes to explain that whatever I'm doing, in reality, nothing is happening. Believe me, nothing is happening. Umer chen beferush. So that you should understand is all tricks, and in reality, the bird is always there, etc., etc. و از ذه سمخو عبدخانیم به دوره درشانیم شایی حسیم محسیم زاریم به سیمخات خاتم و کلا. If it is explained that I am only fooling you, in reality there is no such thing that the rope becomes a snake, etc. So if he explains that, says that this is what they rely on. The Meir is similar to this, that in reality everything that I'm doing is not supernatural, it's not miraculous, everything is just with the fastness of the hand, it seems to the eye, if they explain, so it becomes mutar. But Rav Ovadia does not make a chiluk, and the conclusion is like the majority of the poskim that say that it is asur. So the only heter is, avalim ha-kosem hugoy, mutar lachazot belahatuto. If the magician would be a goy, you would be allowed to invite, because there is no isur of lifnei iver, you're not causing the magician to do any isurim, and therefore, you would be allowed also to watch. But if the magician would be a Jew, it says, according to this, it would not be allowed to invite, it would not be allowed to watch either.